It is March 31st, 2024. It's 10:34 p.m. So today we celebrate my nephew's first baptismal. This is the first event that we had as a family without my mom. And I want to say it was easy, but it wasn't. It was very difficult. It was So when my nephew was walking down, was getting ready for his first communion, he was walking around with a photo of my mom with him, and it was difficult. It was hard. He misses his grandmother. And when we were there at the church, we knew someone was missing. We know someone wasn't there. And everyone, like both sides of the family, my sister-in-law's family, my family, knows that my mom wasn't there. She's always been a very big part of my nephew's growing up, my nephew's life. Both of my nieces and my nephew's lives. And her not being there, we felt it. And and even after Mass, we had brunch. And everyone was sitting at a table, and everyone's trying to be positive and all that good stuff. But deep down inside, someone's missing. When I was looking over my dad, I was expecting my mom, and she wasn't there. So it was just difficult to process that. It was just very, very hard to process the loss right then and there. And yeah, it's kind of funny though, because I was back in the Mass, I was tearing up, because when he announced that Camden's my nephew, he's doing his first communion, I started tearing up, because my mom couldn't wait for him to have his first communion. He couldn't wait at all. Her goal was to walk to church and sit in front and support my nephew for his first communion. And my brother was planning everything to make sure that the places we go to and all that stuff after Mass was can accommodate my mom in a wheelchair or in a walker. So when she passed away, we just didn't bother changing any of the plans. We just went straight to the same restaurant that we were planning to go to celebrate his first communion lunch. And it was difficult to process it. It was difficult to be there, but at the same time, we were supporting my nephew, and remember taking family photos and all that stuff, and it was hard. It was hard to stand up, take photos, and there's someone there that's missing. You can feel, you can see it, you can feel someone's missing, and it was just hard for me, it was so hard to process this whole day, right? And after lunch, we ended up going back to my parents' place, and we're sorting up more things. And my sister, myself, the wife, my dad, my cousin and cousin's daughter was there, because they were very close. It was actually my mom's goddaughter is actually my cousin, and and her daughter was there too. So when we were sorting everything out, my sister took out her cosmetics and perfume, and my niece was like, "Oh my God, this is grandmother's smell. I can smell her right now. Her perfume, her lotions. The smell literally triggers emotional on her, and it triggers, like, this is her smell. This is what I love smelling. This is what I grew up on." And it was hard to process. I was not even thinking about making a log today, but I decided to do this because it was just needs to be talked about. It just needs to be help. I just need to process the day, right? But it was difficult. It's our first event as a family, and we knew something's missing. We knew someone's missing. We knew that going forward, someone is always missing.